This event was recorded at the inaugural Books, Borders and Bikes Festival at Traquair House in August 2010.
A pleasure to be here in this beautiful, unusual, sunny Sunday in Scotland. I was telling everybody yesterday, I lived in Aberdeen for almost 4 years, and I think I saw the sun once for about 2 minutes and a half or something like that. So this is the gods actually shining their light on these two wonderful guests. And I'm absolutely honored to introduce them. On my left, Raja Shehadeh, his book, Palestinian Walks, Notes on a Vanishing Landscape, won the 2008 George Orwell Prize for its frank insight in the Israeli occupation and its impact on the Palestinian people and landscape. Raj is here with us today to talk about his two books, The Palestinian Walks, and his latest, and I have to say, most impressive, most beautifully written, A Rift in Time, Travels with My Ottoman Uncle. And on my right, Linda Cracknell, who is a writer and a walker, very important. She's also representing a Scottish pen today among her books, which you can find outside of the this hall, A Wilder Vein, to which Raja contributed with a piece about walking in Scotland. So there you go. There you go. We're all... We all have a Scotland in common somehow. I would like to start, Raja, by asking you to read to us a very impressive, in my opinion, four paragraphs, which are part of your introduction to Palestinian Walks. There's a crucial idea there which I would like us to develop. Raja.
Palestine has been one of the countries most visited by pilgrims and travelers over the ages. The accounts I have read do not describe a land familiar to me, but rather a land of these travelers' imaginations. Palestine has been constantly reinvented with devastating consequences to its original inhabitants. Whether it was the cartographers preparing maps or travelers describing the landscape in the extensive travel literature, what mattered was not the land and its inhabitants as they actually were, but the confirmation of the viewers' or readers' religious or political beliefs. I can only hope that this book does not fall within this tradition. Perhaps the curse of Palestine is its centrality to the West's historical and biblical imagination. The landscape is thus cut to match the grim events recorded there. Here is how Thackeray describes the hills I have so loved. This is from the notes of a journey from Cornhill to Grand Cairo. Parched mountains, with a gray, bleak olive tree trembling here and there. Savage ravines and valleys paved with tombstones, a land unspeakably ghastly and desolate, meet the eye wherever you wander around about the city. The place seems quite adapted to the events which are recorded in the Hebrew histories. It and they, as it seems to me, can never be regarded without terror. Fear and blood, crime and punishment follow from page to page in frightful succession. It is as though once the travelers took the arduous trip to visit Palestine and did not find what they were seeking, the land as it existed in their imagination, they took a strong aversion to what they found. This is from The Innocents Abroad, Mark Twain. Palestine sits in sackcloth and ashes. Palestine is desolate and unlovely. Palestine is no more